Hey!
Is that not a better opening?
See, I don't like that. I don't like that opening.
All right, if you... this is Cross Dreams. Callan, if you could open this podcast anyway, how would it be?
I would start it off with, like, a strong, like, hey, welcome back! Or, like, you know, something like that.
Like, should we have a catchphrase? Like...
Oopsie!
Yeah! Oopsie.
Well, I'm Matt Chiaramonte.
Oopsie. I'm Colin Duddy.
Oopsie, I'm Colin Duddy. We have a very special podcast today. We have a guest. But before we get to that guest, it's a mystery guest. And, Colin, it's our first female guest.
Oopsie? I don't like where this is going at all.
We have a review. A new review on our podcast. Don't forget, you can review us on iTunes. It's from J. Alstat. It says, I'll always remember my first time. 5 stars. Nice. I was a podcast virgin when I first listened to Cross Streams. I had no idea what to expect. Not only did Matt and Colin make my first time very painless, but they made me comfortable enough to venture out to other podcasts. Thanks, guys. And thank you, J. Alstat, for letting us... Easy you in.
Rough start. Yep, rough start.
Why don't we introduce the guest?
I wanted to say, before we introduce our guest, that we
just make it like 45 minutes into the podcast.
I like watching our guests squirm and not being able to talk. No laughing. We got a new microphone.
We did get a new microphone. How did we acquire said microphone?
I got it as a Christmas present from a friend of mine who recently came into lots of money. And he said, I was listening to your podcast. It's pretty good, but it sounds like shit. I'm going to buy you a nice microphone. So, I don't know if we're using it right.
Right. But, I'm warning you now, it's not going to make us
funnier.
More funny. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
There's not a switch for that?
No.
There's not like a Fruity Loops add-on?
Fruity add-on where all of our lame like pop culture references from 15 years ago become mm-hmm. funny all of a sudden?
I think they do. I was trying to think of one. I was going to say Roger Rabbit, but our guest tonight is a woman. She is
a comedian. Playing 20 questions with the listeners. They're like, oh my god.
We're playing Guess Who, like knocked out all the ones that are men. Okay, she's a comedian. She performs at Second City and stand up all over central Indiana. Please welcome Abby Chu. Abby, what's up?
Nothing.
You need to speak up so they can pick you up on our fancy microphone.
Just hanging out, Abby, you know, with my boys.
Yep. Welcome.
Buddies.
You're a first girl.
Well, I've been the first to many of those parties.
Okay.
I don't know how to feel about that one.
Oopsie!
Hey, she knows our catchphrase.
I'm in.
No, you, of course, a big fan of our podcast.
Huge.
You've listened to...
Huge fan. And I listen constantly to podcasts. Like, that's all I do. And I have to say that you guys are just the best.
See, you heard it here first. And you're not being sarcastic at all.
No. Not at all.
I feel like you are. You don't listen to podcasts at all.
What? You're ruining this for yourself. Just,
I know.
Just move on.
But I want to get honest.
Okay, I don't know. I've only listened to one podcast ever.
Will you listen to this podcast that you're on now?
In
the future, though,
yes,
when it comes out.
Yes, not the one that I was in, because I don't like to hear my own voice.
Okay.
You won't listen to this
episode. No, I mean, like, this episode.
Not this episode, but I will listen to...
Will you, like, mute it and when you're on?
Yeah.
We can give you an edited version that just makes us sound like we're crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like this part right now?
We're just talking to nobody.
Would love that.
Perfect.
Christmas present.
I will get that for you. Abby and I, we just did a music video.
We did.
They sure did.
We rapped. And so we'll put a link to that on this podcast, but you guys should check it out. It's called Television Love Song. And I met Abby doing Second City, taking classes together. And I got drunk and rapped to her one day. And then she said, well, I can rap better than you. So then we did a song together. Is that the conversation?
I did not say that.
What did she say?
But I thought it.
Yeah.
So.
And you still think it.
And you read my mind when you're drunk. So that's how we figured it out.
That's true.
That's what it was. And it was immediate rap love affair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was.
That's where the love child came from. The video, not the actual one.
We still have 8 months on that one.
Yeah, that one is on the down low, so.
But, yeah, we have a rap group. We named our rap group. I don't know if you saw that in the video.
No. What's it called?
It's called I Like Rap Music.
Oh, no, I did see that name. I did not realize that was a name.
You wouldn't think
that's
so.
That's like calling your pizza restaurant, like, pizza. Or, and then you'd walk by and you'd be like, oh, they sold pizza. No, but like,
if the pizza place was called, like, hey, you want a slice of pizza?
Yeah, like...
Hey, you want to go to, hey, do you want a slice of pizza?
Or a liquor store that says, like, Bud Light on sale is the name of it. And you're like, all right. But, yeah. You like rap music.
I like rap music.
Well, there's an interesting story as to where that name came from. Actually.
Is that Latin? Or I can't decipher.
It is. So we had just done karaoke together, Matt and I, because we are amazing karaoke rap superstars.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did our weekly karaoke rapping.
Yep.
And I got into the cab a little tipsy.
Mm-hmm.
And the man driving on his little Bluetooth.
That's false. You were not tipsy.
I wasn't. Oh, that's true. I was actually 100% sober that night.
100% sober. And I only bring that up because it makes the story better. Okay.
All
right. You're right. I actually hadn't drank at all that night. And it was my first night doing karaoke. And so I got in the cab and he was listening to rap music. And I cannot for the life of me remember what song it was, but I wish I could. And I awkwardly say...
Are you sitting in the back?
I was sitting in the back, as you went in the cab.
Sure, okay.
She's sitting in the front, back seat's empty.
Right. I just get in the front of them and I'm like, hey, what's up?
So you're in the cab, he's in the front, listening to rap music.
And without thinking, I say, hey, I like rap music. And
there was no conversation happening before that.
No, right? I just get in the cab and I'm like, hey, I like rap music. You know, I told him where I was going. And then I realized, like, really tiny white girl gets in the cab with this black man, which is important because I felt like I had stereotyped, like, it sounded like I had stereotyped him.
I'm
like,
okay with black music.
And I was like, hey,
oh, God.
I, too, enjoy the rap music.
Yeah.
And so I, like, awkwardly from that, he's like, doesn't say anything. And from that moment, I'm like, you know, because I just, like, karaoke.
Just trying to backpedal the entire time. Oh,
and
God.
They're singing country, but I like rap music. And right when I think it's really awkward, both of us start belting out the hook to this rap song together.
And you can't remember what it is?
No!
I feel like that's the most unsatisfying part of a story ever.
But that's the image of...
It makes the story better for me, but at the same time, like, for you telling it, that has to be, like, painful. Because you want to be like, yeah, and then we... And then, like, go into that part of the song.
Yeah, but we both are rapping, and then the hook ends, and we both stop. And the next 5 minutes, we don't talk, and then I give him my money and leave.
I like that it ends and then no, like, nothing happens. Like, nobody.
Yeah, we don't talk about it. It's just like.
It's just this magical moment that you two shared. And I bet he tells the story, and I bet he doesn't remember the song either.
He's like, man, there was this really racist girl who got in my car. And she thought she had to identify with me and tell me that she liked rap music.
But that is where that name came from. And I found myself saying that sentence many times in awkward situations. Like, I like rap music. And I was actually just, this reminds me that, it kind of goes on what we were talking about last week about, like, knowing a lot about different things, about rap music. But I know that feeling, and it's not a racial stereotype thing, but it's like the idea of having, like, if, as a fan of rap music, that when, a black person asks me if I like rap, or, like, what rap music I like, I feel this enormous pressure come on me that I was like, I need to prove myself. So it happened twice in the last week, and it happened once at a party I was in, and it was a younger black man, and I said, yeah, I like rap music, TM.
You just saw him walking,
you said,
you saw him walking
like
down the street, and you're like, hey, I like black,
I like black music. You said black music.
That's just like Freudian slips all over the place. You're like, I'm so sorry, and you like keep touching him.
No, but we were talking about music, and he said, what kind of music do you like? And I was like, I like rap music. And this was before we had, I guess we had already named our band.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
Our band.
Our band. Our group. our posse. So and it was like, oh, what? And so I was like trying to, you know, I was like,
awful
oh.
Sonny and Cher.
I was like, named a couple people, and I was like, and he was looking more for like younger, newer artists in order to for me to gain his respect mm-hmm. in rap music. And then I was at this bar a couple days ago when I was doing this improv show, and this older black man said the same thing, he's like, you like rap music? And I was like, yeah, I like rap music. And who you like? And I had to like. Then adjusted to say like different names that mm-hmm. I knew that he would respect, because I was like, if I was like Kendrick Lamar, and he would be like, I don't know, but I was like, I'd give him like a Lupe Fiasco and Run
well,
DMC.
Well, I feel like we were talking about last week, you know, when you're talking to somebody who's like an aficionado of something, it's like any subject you feel that way, like, I don't know, it just popped into my head, like, if you're talking like your like uncle who's like a real like, you know, like mechanic or like, you know, and you're like doing something.
Real mechanic.
Like, I don't know. Like if what a total mechanic. No, but like, you know, if you were to be doing like a project or something sure. with him, you would be like, oh, I want to like show him I know my way around like
like
a set of tools
yeah.
or like
this is
a car or yeah. something like that. But you know, you don't. So you right. feel like that much worse about it. Where like a normal person, you'd be like, well, I don't know. They'd be like, yeah. oh, cool. Me neither.
Yeah.
But somebody who's like, you like want to like prove to them that you're at least have a, like a basic knowledge of something.
My sister's foster daughter is 17, and she told me this week now that she knows I'm like a legit rapper, she always like thinks I'm
from our video.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She's like, so
does she think I'm a legit rapper?
She only talks to me, so I guess
she hasn't mentioned me at all.
No, never. She's dating a guy who's a rapper mm-hmm. at her high school. His name's Stuart, but his rap name is Spicy Stew.
Oh, no.
Ooh, gross.
No. Spicy Stew. Why?
Just try to keep a straight face when somebody's like, yeah, you know.
Does he say,
my
like...
My boyfriend raps, too. He's Spicy
Stew. Have you met Stew?
It's Spicy Stew.
Does he say, like...
And I have not met Spicy Stew.
What's his real name?
Stuart.
I wonder if when he meets people, they're like, oh, it's my friend Stuart. And he's like... You can call me Spicy Stew. Because if someone said that
or
to
if,
me...
Or, like, after he does something, he's like, you just got a taste of the spicy stew.
Stew's
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
And the stew is on.
I'm gonna text him that.
Yes.
So please. He'll start saying that.
Good. And we'll get him on the podcast.
Great God.
Spicy Stew will be on the podcast.
All right. And if you have any of his music, it'll be our intro and outro
oh,
music for this.
We should look for it. We should look for Spicy Stew. I hear he changes his... voice electronically, so that should make it even more exciting.
That should.
I don't know if it can beat Splatterpunk.
Splatterpunk was what we did last week, but you know, because you listen to all of our podcasts.
Yes, yeah, you're such
I
a
do.
Huge fan.
I do.
Okay, so what so you'll know the next thing we do is
we play a game.
No, we're gonna
look
pull up
at
a
Wikipedia.
Random page up on Wikipedia.
Oh, see, I knew. How did I know
yeah,
that? Because I secretly listened to you all
okay.
the time outside your window.
Let's see what we get. All right. Classic. I'm not going to... One more. Hold on.
Another one from, like, Asia, or...?
It wasn't in English. All right, here we go. Portsmouth Naval Shipyard. Kid to remain.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys not hear me, or...?
Shipyard.
You didn't tell me what we were
really
supposed to do with it.
Jumps into my
all right,
head.
You can put your
shipyard.
Portsmouth
it's
on
the
my
USS,
naval shipyard.
The US, it, no, it wasn't like... We were not supposed to do, like,
oh.
jokes.
You didn't explain the game.
Okay,
so.
It's not a game.
It's just like if it makes you think of anything.
It's I'll read this, and then we'll see where we go from there. The USS Spikefish is a Bellow-class submarine. It was a ship of the U.S. Navy. Spikefish was the first United States submarine to record 10,000 dives. Spikefish is a name derived to a name given to the marlins or spearfish in the family Istaphoridae. Usually applied to the striped marlin of the Pacific West Coast of the United States.
Fish? I'm going ice fishing this weekend.
You are going ice fishing.
I am. Up in Wisconsin.
See how easily that happens?
Little Sturgeon Bay. For all our listeners in Little Sturgeon Bay, up in Door County, Wisconsin.
You're going to get mobbed.
Yeah, I know. Well, can we wait, like...
Oh,
6
yeah.
days to put this out
sure,
before
sure. Yeah.
you know I go.
It's
I did win third place in the Door County
fishing competition last winter.
Oh, so you're going to, like, reclaim your name.
I sure am. Actually, I think we're going at a different time this year.
How many people are entered in that? What's it, like, four
it
or
was,
five?
There was actually a lot of people out really? On the ice that day, yeah.
That
mean,
sounds
it's
dangerous.
For the whole county. I, caught a 31-inch northern pike. But,
don't
like,
believe you.
I'm kind of, I got photo evidence.
Photoshopped
and, evidence. Okay, fine.
It's just really, it's like a little bit, it's clearly really stretched out. It's like all big pixels.
It's a goldfish that you blew up.
I just held my hands out in front of me while I was on, like.
And then there's just like a, what's that?
I'm
like
wearing
big
like
mouth,
shorts
big mouth
and
bass,
a t-shirt.
Like a talking
yeah, big mouth
guy,
Billy Bass. The plaque is still on with a little red button. No, but I'm like, I'm not like worried, but last year we went and it was really cold at this time of the year. Well, not this time, but we went a little later. And there was like, yeah, it was like 10 inches or 11 inches thick.
What's like
and
the
this
good
year,
ice?
I think, what's that good ice?
What's that good? Hey, Kyle, what's that good?
What's that good ice? I think good. 4 inches is around when you can start like being out on it to ice fish.
Okay.
I think like 4 is like where you
want to
start.
I've always
going.
Wanted to do it. I've never done it.
It's, I'm going to tell you right now, it's terrifying when you get out there. Because I didn't know anything, like, I didn't look up, like, oh, how thick is the ice supposed to be, or whatever. We went out
that's
there.
All I would look up, if, like, for weeks before.
Well, I don't know, I didn't think about it. But we got there, and the guy's like, all right, yeah, so I'm gonna go drive out. Like, he just drove out on the ice a different way. But he's like, all right, so you gotta go down
wait,
this
like in
way.
A car?
But he goes, you go down this way. I'm pointing two different directions, listeners.
He's like the scarecrow in Wizard of Oz. Like, that helps.
So
did you play the Scarecrow in Wizard of Oz?
Still didn't
play I didn't. I really wanted to be the Scarecrow.
Who did you play?
I was the Wizard of Oz.
The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
You were the whole play.
Your 8th grade, right?
It was my 8th grade year, yeah.
Okay.
Because
you nailed the pointing thing. He did the whole, like, he switched him up.
You know, I really wanted
I
to be the Scarecrow.
Munchkin.
You were a Munchkin?
I was a Munchkin.
I was never in the Wizard of Oz.
I was 5.
I'll tell you, I don't know, I think we might have mentioned on a podcast, but when I was in Cinderella in 8th grade.
Oh, I know, you were Prince Charming.
But Colin was my foot servant.
I held up the shoe.
Other?
Oh,
we've
yeah, we know each other since like 4th or 5th grade.
Yeah, it's
that's
adorable.
Precious. You guys are adorable.
So someone is driving an automated vehicle on the ice.
Yes. Well, it's not automated.
It's automated. It's human automated.
It is an it is a...
is that not what auto stands for?
Wow.
Matt.
Automobile.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is a
automatic mobile.
Gin mobile.
So we go down to the left and he's like, "All right, but you want to go out this way and you want to go out like 30 yards and then start going out into the lake because if you cut too soon or you keep going straight too long, there's weak patches there and you could fall in." And we're like, and he's like, all right. And he just jumps into his car and drives off. Which, by the way, he has a Dewey machine hooked up into it because he's had a couple Deweys. Which is fine. But it's just
driving
comical.
Under the influence.
Machine, yes.
Machine.
But it just adds to the comic, you know, goings-on of the weekend.
Sure.
And so we start walking and we're like, holy shit, how far is 30 yards? Like, we're just walking on the ice. And when you get out there, and, like, eventually it was 3 in the morning when we were walking out there. But once the sun comes up and you're walking, because we had fish all day.
Okay.
We had a lot of beer to drink. But when you're walking, you'll just hear, like, and, like, there if there's, like, a powder of snow on the ice, you see, like, the crack go in it.
No.
You're like, I'm going to die! But, like, apparently that's very normal because it happened, like, every 20 minutes the entire weekend. So, like, by the afternoon of the first day, I was used to it. This year I'm going to be way more terrified because the ice is like a third of the thickness as it was last
year.
You
put on a couple pounds.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah. Literally two.
Two. Well, let me ask you something, Colin. Because I do, ice fishing, it sounds intriguing to me.
It's awesome.
Okay, but like you could die like at any moment while ice fishing. Like, does the risk match the reward? Like, when you skydive, like, you're like, I might die, but I'm going to be skydiving. Like, this one, I'm going to be sitting in a chair in the middle of a frozen lake, and I might just die at any moment. And my last thought would be like, I guess nothing's biting.
I would say you won't know that it's not worth it until you do it, and then you tell people that you went ice fishing or that you're going ice fishing. Because I feel like everyone that I've ever told about it that hasn't done it is like, oh man, that's especially other dudes. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going ice fishing this weekend, and they're like, oh, that is so awesome. I've never been ice fishing, and I'm like, oh yeah, I went last year, I'm going again this year. Like I'm a pro at it.
I am third place.
Like you know, like people that live in areas where you can ice fish all the time, they probably go like 4 times a week.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I've gone twice in my life.
4 times a week.
And other people are like, oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
You know, but
okay. Abby, would you ever ice fish?
No.
I'll tell you, it's a lot less cold than you'd think.
Yeah?
Because you're in the shack, and there's a wood-burning stove in there. It's, like, this big.
I wouldn't want a stove, because that melts ice. So, I don't...
It does, you get a little water on the ground, but it doesn't, like, melt a lot.
No, that water is the ice melting under your feet.
Abby has a lot of phobias.
I do have a lot of phobias.
I think we should talk about
some. Ice fishing one of them?
It could be.
It's gonna be. It's gonna be now. It's becoming.
Okay.
Add it to the list.
Go through the list, though, if you don't mind. What's, like, the biggest one?
The biggest one first?
Yeah.
My biggest phobia would be... They're very specific as well.
I know, that's why they're awesome. I love them. I love your phobias.
I'm glad you love my phobias. So, my number one would be have to be being in a submarine. I don't... Okay. Can't do that.
I've slept in a submarine before.
I want to vomit right now.
It's not just, like, claustrophobia. It's specifically a submarine underwater.
I am claustrophobic. Phobic.
Yeah.
Yes. But...
You're claustrophobiac. Right.
You're claustrophobiac.
But specifically submarines.
Like if you're in a really small automated machine.
Cannot watch those like old 90s, you know, submarine movies.
Oh, like just seeing submarines. Down Periscope, just seeing submarines. Yeah, just seeing submarines will do it. Yeah. So did you have this fear before you became in contact with a submarine? Or?
Yes. Right. I've never actually been near one.
I thought you had. I thought, didn't you take
your son?
No,
okay, well, I went to a ship. I do have a kid. I have a son. He's beautiful. He'll love me calling him beautiful when he's older.
Yeah.
But no, we went to a naval ship museum. So it was a ship, but it was kind of fake. Mm-hmm. So it was a real ship, but they had like cemented it to the area.
Did you say cemented it?
Cemented it. I'm a little southern.
You got a little southern in there.
Shut up.
Got that good ice. sorry, go ahead.
So then my husband and his family and my son. I didn't really care for his life.
Sure.
They all are like, we're going in. And I'm like, see you in 2 hours. And they're like, oh, you're joking. Come on down. And I ran away.
Wow.
And then 2 hours later, I was like, how was it? And they were like, boring. And I was like, and you almost died. So what's the point?
What's the fear, though? What would that it would start leaking?
If it sank, I would be locked in a metal coffin.
So it's not that it's flooding, it's the ability, or losing the ability of it to resurface.
I think it's actually watching movies. I watched a lot of movies, especially when I was a kid, and just the worst death that I ever saw in movies was when they were in a room, and they're just, like, looking at each other, and, like, the room's filling up with water, and they're just stuck.
Yeah, there's the one where it starts off, and it's, like, the scene of, like, the first submarines. I think it was, like, the Civil War,
Civil War didn't have submarines.
No, but it was, like, ones with, like 4 dudes in it, and they literally turned a crankshaft.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it was, like, no, I feel like it could have been, like, one of the original submarines.
Probably World Wars.
No, it was literally, like, 3 feet, 4 feet across.
Okay.
And they were, like, all crouched in there, and they were, like, cranking it, and they, like, put it in the water, immediately sank, and it was just, like, filling up, and they were, like, trapped.
And they just
and I remember that being, I was, like, very, a lot of anxiety.
That's horrifying.
That. Yeah. It's
but
terrifying.
You're not scared of submarines.
No. I would go in a submarine.
Never.
Right now.
They have, like, friggin', you know, like, nuclear reactors.
We are recording from a submarine right now. I forgot to tell you that, Abby. Or how...
I actually got a little anxious. I was like, oh, shit. I've been tricked into a submarine.
The podcast
that our house has so many portholes.
It's been sinking. We have plenty of wine. We're going to be fine. I can rhyme all night long.
See?
Abby, keep going.
That's not my
phobia.
Most interesting.
Your most interesting phobia is.
I am afraid of most churches.
Most churches. She's
just the building.
So just is it the
architecture?
The architecture. I mean, it is very.
But that's not why, like, I'm afraid. What you're saying. What you're saying is, you know, like exorcist stuff. That's not what scares
you,
me.
No, I mean, like, it's. Like, just that it's tall and,
yes,
like, looming
tall.
And pointy,
yes.
And it's... I feel like that style of architecture is meant to, like, it's more powerful than you are. Like, that's what it's meant to...
Let me just give a little bit more information. You've worked in churches for, like...
For 6 years.
Good God.
Here's the thing, though. Only one of those churches were actually in a church building. One was in a bar.
Wait. Church bar?
It was a church bar. It was a bar that we rented out on Sundays for church.
So only serve red wine and little round crackers.
It was in San Francisco. It was quite a different church.
Right, okay.
I must say. And then the other one was in a movie theater. Mm. So, I love that one.
Wait. What? Where?
Movie theater churches? They never are in church buildings. The only reason the one that I worked at that was in a church building was because someone gave them the church building for free. A church kind of went under, and they just said, because it was a whole bunch of old people, and then they all died. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what happened. But
though they're old, that's a fair assumption.
They gave the church to this new church plant, is what you call a startup, and the church community is called a church plant.
By the way, this is the most times the word church has been said in our podcast ever.
A lot.
Said, like, don't judge me!
You said it like 150 times in the last minute.
Because we're talking about church
churches.
Phobias.
Church. That's...
And I didn't like that building, but it wasn't super churchy looking either. So I wasn't afraid.
So, I don't want to discuss your religion at all, but like if you're in it, you've gone to a church.
Yes,
obviously, like just for religious practice.
Yes, more than once a week because I worked there.
Right. So how did that like balance between like I want to be in this church, I'm working here, and it's what I like, and also I'm terrified that this whole place is gonna like eat me, or what are you afraid is gonna happen?
I just get weirded out by ones
it's
that
the
are
Lord
old,
speaking to you.
Ones that are old, like the one down the street from here. That one freaks me out.
Yeah, that
also, is an intimidating church.
Ones that have weird architecture or are very high, because I am afraid of heights as well.
Are you
but
scared?
But mostly from the ground. I'm more afraid of being on the ground looking up at something tall than being on the top.
Okay. But are you more scared to be like be in it or outside of it?
In it. But if I see it, I'm afraid, but you know, it's like, are you afraid of lions when you're in front of them or when you're in their mouth? I mean, obviously, more afraid when I'm in them.
Uh-huh.
But
yeah. That's how I feel about girls.
Zing, whoopsie.
Oopsie.
Oopsie.
Oopsie is our... See, is
you'll get it.
Up.
You'll get it.
It was a good effort.
But that's fun. Do you have any other... Can you just, like, list
oh,
off?
I have
list them off. Like, do, like, double time or...
Sure.
Yeah, double time.
Double time.
Well, I just have so many. It's just... Gets...
Spit them. What's your favorites? Your ones that come to mind right now?
I hate semis. I really don't like them.
Colons or trucks?
The trucks.
Okay. Yeah.
My mom got hit by a semi. That might be part of it. I almost got ran off the road by a semi. Well, I did get ran off the road by a semi.
So it sounds like semis hate you more than...
Being late to things
flips
me out. That's just obsessive compulsive, though, right? That's not really... Just stuff.
Ooh,
there's a lot of
you
things.
You tell your bathroom one.
My bathroom one?
Your bathroom
one. I'm always... afraid that people will walk in on me in the bathroom, so I'll lock the door, unlock it, so that I know how the lock works. You're just making everyone think I'm a freak on this show.
I'm just...
Hey, we haven't said anything.
No, we're just slow.
You're doing it yourself.
He's, like, leading the conversation.
I just said, tell him about the bathroom one.
We just want to learn about our guest.
We do. One thing that our guest will learn about us... is that we play a game on our podcast, and it's called Who Would Win?
Wait, we had a song that we did for the best, too, but it was like...
Who Would Win?
Oh, yeah, that was it.
In Who Would Win, I mean, feel free to help us out. We're going to match two random nouns against each other. Colin and I have written them three things down in private. It could be a person, a place, a thing... an idea. Those are all the noun things, right?
Sure.
And we will face them off, and we will find out who would win if they were to battle. Colin, what do you got first?
I have roller skates.
Ooh, I have Neo.
Neo. Like as
the,
in...
The
one from The Matrix.
Yeah.
Okay. When I wrote...
not the rapper?
Not the rapper Neo. Although I just wrote Neo, so if the rapper Neo decides to get involved, he's more than welcome.
When I rode roller skates, and I had, like halfway up your calf, laced up...
Yeah, the cool
four-wheel...
ones.
Yeah, like the ones
the four-wheel...
The ones that... Yeah, well, not...
No, I'm
in a square, not in not roller blades, roller...
No,
they're called quads. I did roller derby boot camp for a day,
Hold on.
I know.
Oh, wow. Sounds like you got a professional on that.
They're called Yes.
You played Roller Derby Boot Camp. I know for a fact that Roller Derby girls get nicknames.
Yes, I, yeah.
What was your Roller Derby name?
I had a few, because I didn't, they...
The, you had a few in a
day? Yeah, because I hadn't chosen yet, because there's an official registry that you send your name in, and, because there's only allowed to be one of you. So,
really?
Yeah, so I had three that I was deciding between.
Red Rum. Names. Red Rum.
Red Rum, because I was a redhead then. AC Slaya.
AC Slaya, I like it.
It's my initial.
She destroyed air conditioners.
And the last one, I don't remember.
Oh, well, that
was an unfortunate nickname.
You should have said that one second, so that we could end it on AC Slaya.
It might have been Cherry Bomb.
Cherry Bomb.
Cherry Bomb, because I was a redhead.
Right.
Did I say I was a redhead?
You said you were a redhead.
Oh, okay. Because I was a redhead at the time. Okay.
You said that to the computer. Like,
I did? I was talking to the microphone.
Oh, my new fancy microphone.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that. You can help us out with this. So,
sure.
Neo, I'm trying to remember. Does he end up being the one in the end? He is.
Yeah. Right, he's the one.
He's the one. He's the one to save mankind from the machines.
Right. Yeah.
He can fly.
He can stop bullets.
He can slow down time.
He can
lean backwards really slow. Yeah.
Yeah.
And dodge things.
He can
have sex with Carrie Ann Moss while people are in a weird rave underground.
That's true. So let's see. What about rollerblades? And these roller skates.
Quads.
Roller skates. So that are they front brakes?
Oh yeah,
front brakes.
The only
skates.
I don't know
no
anything about roller skates.
No one uses that in the industry. P.S.
Okay, so let's take a look at... All right, so Neo, what's his name in the real world?
Mr. Anderson. It's, right?
Mr. Anderson. Is that
right? Yeah. Yeah, it's Agent Smith.
Yeah.
It's, somebody Anderson.
All right, so...
Louis Anderson.
He spends all his time with a computer.
He's probably not very coordinated before...
Do you think that there's a... Because the way that he learns all the skills in the Matrix is they're uploaded into his brain.
Right.
Do you think there's an upload for roller skates specifically? Why would they make that?
Right. Well, the only ones you see them uploading in the movie is like, I need to drive a motorcycle. And you're like, okay. Yeah. And then it's like, I need to know how to kung fu. You never saw him like, I need to know how to like you know,
cook,
like
make a good, like, bisque.
Yeah. Like, he never had anything that was non-essential to, like, survive.
No, he wouldn't be wearing the roller skates, because when has a battle been like, can you put me on and roll around?
Right, but that's the thing is, if he can't get it uploaded into his head, maybe that just means he wouldn't be good at roller skating.
So that's a...
So if you were like, here's a pair of roller skates, he would suck at
it. And then, obviously, but people would know that that's his weakness.
Right.
So they're like, okay, we want to... Like the agents are trying to kill him or the whatever, and they challenge him to a roller skate competition, and like there's a bunch of potholes in the street because you can. It's the Matrix; you can make it whatever you want.
Anything.
I think that Agent Smith would win.
Side note here.
Yeah, go ahead.
I feel like everyone who's listening thinks I'm like about 300 pounds and 9 foot tall because I'm a roller derby girl.
Are you worried?
No,
I just want everyone to know I am more Ellen Page than.
Well, then what, Rebel Wilson? I don't know what's the opposite of that.
I would love.
No,
to
No, I gotta
Rebel.
Say, I've known several girls that have done roller derby, and I feel like when they told me that, I was like, oh, because I had never seen anyone that did roller derby before, and I feel like they're all very of the athletic body type, not like
in Lafayette.
Football player.
I'm not saying that is a bad thing, but like the reason I didn't do it was the reason I did it was because Ellen Page was like. And Whip It was so awesome.
There's a movie called Whip It.
Oh, I did not see that. I only watched Roll Bounce. That was the only skating movie.
That was filmed in our local...
It was.
The place that we grew up on roller skates, there's a... Have you seen the movie Roll Bounce? Little Bow Wow?
Little Bow Wow. Roll Bounce.
It's just Bow Wow now. He grew up.
Well, he was Little Bow Wow then.
Is he going to be... When he gains weight and gets diabetes later on in life, is he going to be Big Bow Wow?
Big Bow Wow. Yeah.
Just Wow.
Big Wow.
Wow. They filmed it at our local roller rink in Linwood, Illinois.
Like where we had like middle school birthday parties.
Like where I like first held hands with a girl ever. And we like skated around the
played
rink.
A lot of Area 51
Area
or whatever at that roller skate.
Well, I was holding hands with girls countless
times. I was playing video games. I had my priorities.
No, but like in Lafayette, it's like roller derby is a big deal.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Lafayette, Indiana.
Yes, Lafayette, Indiana.
We go all around the world, Abby. You gotta be specific.
Right. Lafayette, Indiana.
All of our fans up in Door County.
And I'm not saying all the roller derby girls are heavy. There is girls, but they are very, like, tall and strong, mm-hmm. at least.
Yeah.
So, like, Amazonian.
Okay, so what do you think, more specifically, who would win between... Me. But first of all, no one thinks you're fat.
Me.
Can we get past that? Everyone, well, you know how they don't know? Because they're watching our music video.
They are!
Let's pause, everybody, pause
television
right now.
Television Love Song television by love I Like Rat Music, 1999.
There's a link right in the iTunes there. You can click on the link and we'll listen to it.
I think roller quads would win.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you think that you put those on Neo, he can't handle them?
Right. Yeah, because I think, like, he'd be like, Tank, or whoever was uploading his stuff all the time. Yeah. It was like Tank and Dozer were the brothers. It's all coming back.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, roller skates. Yeah,
oh,
no.
We got his roller blades.
No, nobody made that into a program because they're roller skates. Mm-hmm. Like, they would really just give him a gun or something. But...
And also, all that Neo would end up with is a skin knee, but I still think... And I'm pretty sure he'd, like, heal from that. I'm pretty sure. But... I think that's enough. Like, I think that would, like, show his humanity.
Yeah, it would demoralize him.
I think it would, and that's when Agent Smith would
take
over.
Especially if they were, like, pink. White and pink is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, white and pink lace up.
What would the agents, would they just
say I bet he's got wrist pads.
They would be in rollerblades.
Yeah, oh,
they
yeah.
Would they be, like, Team X-Blades
totally. Yeah,
from
totally.
Brink? Yeah. Just the yellow and black?
Yes, I've seen Brink, but not so recently that I'd be like, hey... Here's a Brink reference.
I made a Team X-Blades reference like a week ago.
Yeah, you did.
Because, no, there was something else that said X-Blade. It was another movie, and they're like, oh, the X-Blade.
Yeah,
and I was like, wasn't that the team... We didn't watch Brink, we were watching something else.
Yeah. I was with you when this happened.
Let's get in an argument on the podcast so that the listeners get really frustrated that we're not talking about
it. No, I understand.
Anyway.
I'm a Soul Skater.
Team Pump and Suds.
Team Pump and Suds.
Don't judge me, guest.
I'm so judging.
Okay, number two. Wait, I lost my paper.
Find it?
I lost it.
You said it was a theme, you should remember.
Alright, I got it. Yeah, I guess the theme will be clear right now. I have Napoleon.
I have X-rays.
Napoleon versus X-rays. Okay, so Napoleon.
Dynamite or the historical figure?
The historical figure... he led the French. Mm-hmm.
Man, let's test your history here.
They conquered all sorts of things. Never fight a land war in Russia.
Was he exiled? Yes,
he was to exiled. a island, and then he escaped.
Yeah,
and
they tried it again.
And then they killed him, or he died eventually on the island.
Something.
He's thought of as short.
But he's actually 5'9".
Yeah, and it was
what?
Like, and that's
yep.
like average in
I'm
that time.
Shorter than that.
Yeah, you're shorter than Napoleon.
Damn. Add that to my list of deficiencies.
Chalk it right up there.
Great.
You'll never win a war in Russia.
But no one
I already
win
know
a war in Russia.
Win.
You can't fight a land war in Russia, especially
I think
in the
this
winter.
Is an easy one.
Okay, you think it's just
totally
a...
totally easy one.
Okay.
Well, but what are, like, alright, let's bump up X-rays to make it interesting. They're, like, cartoon... or like comic book level X-rays that could like mutate you.
I think you're cheating, sir.
No, this is how we play the game.
Yeah, the game
we
is
made the game. We made the rules.
It's not the game. The point of the game isn't to like quickly be like, oh, it's Napoleon.
Oh, Napoleon, next one.
It's the give them whatever hypothetical situation they need. Just
shortest
like.
Podcast yet. High five!
Yay, we win. Okay, so yeah, so that. X-rays.
Let's say that he was really short, right. And let's say that the X-rays were, like, comic book X-rays.
Okay.
And they could, like, mutate him.
Sure,
something.
Yeah.
What if they made him, like, enormous?
Okay.
Like, so giant Napoleon.
Now, do you think... Now, Napoleon is...
Well...
There's the Napoleonic... the Napoleon con... help me out here, guys. The Napoleon... it's a mental
complex.
Thing. Complex. Thank you. Yeah. That, context is what I was trying to say. Automated machines.
Animated. You didn't even say automated, right?
I know. Okay. So the Napoleon complex that because he felt inferior, was a short stature, that's what drove him to be a leader, to conquer,
yeah.
to, you know, spread his name throughout the land.
I see where you're going with this.
X-rays make him gigantic.
So smart.
Right, but let's
He's
just
like,
say he was tiny and gigantic by his size was like you know, like normal size. I mean, I know he was 5'9", but let's go along with everyone thinks he was like 4'11".
Yes.
He ends up like 5'10". And he's just like, you know what, I'm cool. I'm just going to go.
He's like a pizza delivery guy.
Yeah.
You know, lives on his parents' couch.
Now, is he happier?
Yes.
I don't know. Would you rather be old drive? I mean.
Would you rather be upset with your body?
Yeah.
And also conquer a bunch of people? Or happy with your body and live on your parents' couch? I'd go with the conquer one.
My parents have a really nice couch. Yeah, no, I know. I think he'd feel content, and I think he wouldn't. I mean, he wouldn't. He wanted to be known. He wanted to be remembered, and he is. Like,
maybe would have pacified him.
Plus, okay, so skip ahead. Do you remember in the Animaniacs when they did like the Napoleon saga?
Yeah, he was
like,
tiny.
He's so tiny.
Super tiny.
Also, that never happens. Like the echo of historical like significance
of
Napoleon.
He never gets on Animaniacs.
He never gets on Animaniacs.
Losing.
So much is lost because Napoleon never strived to create that, and it's all because of these X-rays.
Do you think the X-rays would win?
I think if the it depends on how we're defining winning. Yeah, I think if winning means stopping Napoleon from becoming the important historical figure that he needed to be, he needed to conquer those things. France wouldn't exist without him.
See, I thought X-rays too, but I had a different reasoning.
Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
My reasoning was that if Napoleon had an X-ray done, a medical X-ray,
yeah,
his dwarfism, they would find some horrible malfunction or disease in his body. And it would just, like, so emotionally wreck him that he would
That's
just...
That's a good point.
Okay.
And that also made me think, also, if you just showed an X-ray machine to Napoleon in, like, 1740,
Is that when he was around? Because if you just pulled that out of nowhere...
I'm going to guess it's pretty close.
I'm really bad at years, so that's impressive to me.
Then
you could have said 14-something.
I might be way off.
There's no way he was around 16 years before America became a country.
All right, you guys keep going.
I think that's right.
You guys keep going.
Well, France was ruled by Louis XIV during the French Revolution.
Keep going with the X-ray thing. I'm going to look it up.
1796.
You've just been watching a lot of Les Mis.
No, I read Tale of Two Cities, bitch.
Well, call me a bitch again. I'll come on your podcast.
Okay. We have fun.
What's a mean name for you?
Go ahead. Boy, you got a
big fuzzy dick.
You got me. You got me. My weakness. No, obviously he would be blown away that the technology exists to look inside bodies, and he would just have a heart attack and die.
No, he would win because he'd be like, that's witchcraft. Behead all these people that brought me this X-ray, and he would win.
You don't think his heart would stop in fear?
No, because he's Napoleon.
Alright, wait, when did you say?
I said 1740.
I say 1460.
Well, he wasn't born until 1769. He died in 1821. Wikipedia!
Boom! And
close.
Wikipedia never lies.
Okay, so, are we going...
Let's take a vote, I guess.
I think I'm going to go X-rays. I think it would...
Abby?
Cancel out.
X-rays.
If we're going with cartoon X-rays.
X-rays. So, who won the first one?
Roller skates.
You're 2 for 2, Colin.
I'm 2 for 2
too. You can go for
so
the
we can
sweep.
Stop.
You
end.
Can go for the sweep. Do you want this podcast to be shorter?
I'm just pissed because I didn't get a say now. I'm just kidding.
Do you want to read yours?
Read Matt's.
Can I read your last one?
But you have to go along with our rule. You have to read it at the same time.
The third
as
one,
me.
You guys
as,
say it all
as
together.
You?
And,
yeah.
I left a letter out there.
Oh,
I'll count to three.
I'm going to read it exactly what it says.
Okay.
All
right. We'll count to three. 1, 2, 3.
Neapolitan
rotisserie
ice cream.
Chicken. Wow, that's a good matchup.
What did you say?
Rotisserie chicken.
Neapolitan ice cream.
There's supposed to be a
ice cream.
I wrote it in the bathroom
ice
quickly.
Ream.
My more Napoleon and Neapolitan.
I don't know if I would want any ice
cream.
See,
I would know if the battle was between ice cream and a chicken, but since it's ice cream, that changes things.
All right, so what do you think Neapolitan ice cream is?
Okay, so to ream is...
To yell at somebody really loud.
Okay.
Okay, so Neapolitan would be...
Of the Napoleon.
It's
so it's
three.
Like Napoleon.
So it's like a small person.
I don't think Neapolitan has anything to do with Napoleon.
Probably
Napoleon. See, you made me say both those words wrong.
Me. It was
Napoleon
me.
And Neapolitan are
Neapolitan.
Not related. I could be wrong. I don't think they're related in any way.
Maybe it's like Neo from
The Matrix.
The Matrix when he's in the city.
Yeah. Politan. Meaning from the yeah, like, from the Latin polis or of the state.
Of city. City.
What are you guys, Sean?
I made that up. 1740 was when that word was founded. Yeah, okay, so. Alright, rotisserie chicken. Did you say totisserie chicken?
That's an R.
Where is that an R?
That's his.
I was writing it on a bumpy
chicken.
Wall.
That is a T.
Oh, but I see.
No
look at his R on roller
skates. Yeah, look how he wrote roller skates. That's how I write R's.
Oh, it's a baby R.
So what we have here is
it's a baby R.
We have totisserie chicken versus Napoli.
It's just rotisserie chicken and tiny pizza rolls made by Totino's. Totino's pizza rotisserie chicken rolls.
All right, versus Neapolitan ice cream.
God, we suck.
Oh, the totisserie chicken.
This is a draw. This is the way these could fed. I mean, neither of them, like, really exist.
Totisserie chicken has appendages.
Sure.
Easier to fight.
That's true. But it's inanimate. It's been rotisserie. It's been totisserie. It can't.
To a point of such hot temperature that it could melt the ice cream.
Okay, so
super angry.
If you put them together, the ice cream melts.
What?
The ice cream melts. If you put them together, there's no ice cream left.
Yes.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. What does that leave? But then the chicken.
It's like lukewarm with soggy.
Yeah,
it drowns.
It has that flavor.
It tastes like chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry.
Mm-hmm.
Is that those three flavors?
Yeah, all together. And so as it melts it's just getting this like amalgamation of gross stuff all over it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, like, it's kind of like...
Guys, I think we just came up with the best recipe ever.
I think from the grave, like, Neapolitan ice cream is winning.
Yeah.
Once again, our roommate is walking in during our podcast.
Our second guest star.
Sean, say hi to everyone listening at home.
Hi.
What do you think? If there was a battle between totisserie chicken and ice cream...
I'm sorry, what was that?
We misspelled both items. Totisserie chicken.
Totisserie chicken?
And Neapolitan ice cream.
Well, won't the hot chicken melt the ice cream?
Okay.
Boom! That seals it!
Doesn't that ruin the chicken, though?
He can't ruin chicken.
Okay.
There it is. Yeah.
Sean has solved it.
What's it? I was going to say, do the help quote.
Many don't burn
Okay, so Colin... You have swept me. You've taken out Neo. You've taken out Napoleon. You've taken out Neapolitan ice cream.
Your first mistake was going with a theme.
I know. It was
you
got to
diversify.
It was a mistake I'll never make again.
I had sporting equipment, medical procedures, and dinner food.
Yeah, you ran the gamut, as they say.
And mine would have been even better.
What would yours have been?
Mine would have been a gun.
Okay.
A military tank.
Okay.
And a shark.
As opposed to a civilian tank.
See, but the problem with yours are...
Yeah.
The problem with yours, your first two, and it's a rookie mistake, and I don't fault you for it. You just had... That's just a gun and a tank sitting on a table somewhere. No one's... The shark's a good one, but
right.
No one's...
Oh, did I misspeak? I meant a...
It would need to be a man holding a gun.
A gun with a... Evil personality.
Oh, okay.
A tank with a guy from Die Hard in it.
Just any guy from Die Hard?
Just
it could
bad
be like
a,
just
Hans
an
Gruber.
Old man off the street from Die Hard.
Maybe like the limo driver.
And just...
Wait, what was it? Argyle.
Argyle.
Yep.
Just a regular shark.
Just
they're all evil.
Is it normal? Is that one of your
phobias?
All of the
animals are...
Do you have water-based phobias? Sharks?
Yes. Submarine.
Okay, right.
Water-based.
Need to be...
Yeah, the word means...
Also, church baptisms.
Right?
Yeah, sub
church baptisms.
I'm just kidding. That's not really a phobia. Oh. But I am afraid of churches,
and
they do have...
And it's like putting the little kid in a submarine. Maybe they should do that.
Yeah.
See, your Catholicism background just came out. Because we're outgrown. We don't baptize children.
No. What do you guys do to children?
We just hope they won't go to hell when they die.
Right. But I promise.
Standard. I promise it by putting water on them.
Classic. Classic Protestant.
Stop right there, religion speak.
Well,
yes, we're.
I don't know how. Can you shake that mouse? Tell us how long we've been recording.
Shake that mouse.
It
says 49:26. 49:26.
28. What now?
49:20:30.
All right. One. Abby, the last thing we do on our podcast. Well, first let's get these plugs out of the way, and then we'll give you the last game.
I don't think I have anything to plug.
You got nothing to plug, Colin.
I normally don't, because I don't do stuff.
You got some stuff going on. Colin's working. He's making money.
I'm working. I'm going ice fishing, so hey, everybody, just come out and support my ice fishing in Door County.
And you're going to take...
But everyone applaud from the shoreline, because if you all get on the lake, you'll probably crack the ice and I'll die. And you'll die, but most importantly, I'll die.
Are you going for, like, a... are you going for the record again? Like, do you want to...
I don't even know if the competition is this weekend. We literally just went up and we're like, oh, the competition's going on, and then we signed up.
And you won.
Yeah.
Third place.
Were
you the only one of your friends?
I won $25 and everything up there, I mean, this is like...
That's worth risking your life, right?
$25, it was like, that bought me like fried chicken dinner for three people plus beers all night, and I got like $12 back in change.
Well,
fuck. That's that good ice. Abigail.
Don't call me that ever again.
What's happening?
Okay, it was endearing.
What do you got? You got some
all
exciting
ours
stuff.
All of ours are the same.
I know, I'm letting you say them, because you're the guest.
All of ours are the same, because we are best friends.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Thank you.
You have to fill out an application for that. We have a play coming out.
A stage play.
What's it about?
It's about toddlers.
And?
Tiaras. It's a spoof.
Abby wrote a hilarious play that her and I are directing together.
Keep going. Hilarious.
It's a hilarious play. She plays the lead character. It's a girl from the Toddlers and Tiaras who gets in an accident. Or is it? And then she...
it's way more intense than it is.
And then she...
She just gets ugly for 10 years. So
and then
her...
she comes back in the teen pageant, but she's still acting like the
worst
the girls
accident to be in.
From Toddlers and Tiaras with the cupcake dresses and the finger guns. I play the...
Worst description ever.
That's how I describe it to everybody I talk to. So if you don't like that, then... it sucks, because that's how I'm telling people.
And Matt plays himself as the pervy guy.
I play the host of the pageant.
The host of the pageant.
And so, yeah, it's going to be, it's February 23rd and March 2nd.
Yes.
At 10:30 at Stage 773. And there's, we're doing a Kickstarter right now.
We have a Kickstarter. It's kickstarter.com/profile/UGS.
We'll link it in the description.
We'll link it in the description.
Or you could just type in kickstarter.com/profile/UGS. Also, you can buy tickets off of Stage 773.
So, what's it called?
It's called Ultimate Grand Supreme.
Ultimate Grand Supreme is what it's called. And there's a cool Kickstarter with a video and stuff about all the actors and stuff in it. And then, so we'll put the link for that, for the tickets, and for our music video.
Our music video.
Which you guys can watch me rap, which I know you've all wanted to do for so long. So, thank you all for listening. And the last game we played, that was
really
a weird
awkward
sentence.
You had like a weird, like it was like a throat clear or a burp in there or something. But it like
I think the should
I do
my
I mean, should I do my Obama?
You threw up a little.
I think you should.
Look, when
you've lost it.
I lost my Obama.
Do you want me to do my Obama?
You were at about a 6 before. You're at like a 2 right now.
I can do a Obama and Al Gore every conversation.
I'll do my Rebel Wilson.
Well. Yeah, can you do it?
I've never done that out loud, which means no.
Michelle? Look, Michelle?
See, my name is Fat Amy.
Worse than before.
Okay.
Anyway.
The last thing we do on our show is play a game called One Word Story, which I think you're familiar with, because you do improvisational comedy.
I do. One Word Story. Oh,
so,
yep, gotcha.
Colin, if you want to start us out, feel free to join in.
Sure.
Why
does
persons...
Let's just try
I
that
won.
Again.
I won!
I think
won.
You lost.
Oh, okay,
no, we
again.
Try and make it into
Why
a good story. We don't
does...
try and use bad grammar. All right, I'll start one out.
That was the first thing that came through my mind.
Jennifer...
Was...
Always...
Tired...
Of
driving
to
Indianapolis
because
Indianapolis
sucks.
Large
tonsils.
Period.
So,
Jennifer
drove
to
Chicago
and
then
fucked
everybody.
Thanks for listening to Cross Streams. Thank you, Abby Chu, for coming.
You're welcome. Did you have fun? So much fun.
Are you being sarcastic?
No. Why do you always think I'm sarcastic? We're best friends.
You just said Noah.
Noah, Colin, the art.
Did you have fun?
No.
Okay. None. I had fun, guys. Thanks for listening.
I'm Colin Duddy.
I'm Matt Chiramonte. Good night. And have a pleasant tomorrow.
Okay.